Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. All this month, we're revisiting your favorite programs from this past year. This week, Michael Hoggard will examine Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. Jonathan Kahn will be here to reveal the mystery of the return of the gods. As you and your family prepare for Christmas, remember to check out all of the Bible-based and Christ-centered gifts that are available on our website, swrc.com. With over 1,000 items, you can do your Christmas shopping and at the same time support Watchmen on the Wall. We have gifts from Jerusalem, Christmas-themed movies, and a huge selection of books and DVDs. We also have gift subscriptions available for the Prophecy and the News magazine, swrc.com. Shop for friends and family and support the ministry and outreach of Watchmen on the Wall, swrc.com, or simply call 1-800-652-1144. You've told us that you appreciate the teaching and insight of Pastor Michael Hoggard. Earlier this year, Pastor Hoggard brought a fascinating study to Watchmen on the Wall on the amazing connection between the Holy Bible and the codebook of our bodies, DNA. Here's Pastor Michael Hoggard with all the exciting details.
It is always an interesting conversation whenever I have Pastor Michael Hoggard on as a guest. Pastor Mike is the senior pastor of Bethel Church in Festus, Missouri, and he is well known for his video messages that he produces through his prophetic research ministry. He's a longtime friend of this particular ministry, and he's one of my favorite Bible teachers. Today, we're going to talk about something unusual, believe it or not. He has a new set of DVDs titled Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. It's a 4-DVD set with over 15 hours of Bible teaching. Now, you're well known for your video messages, and some of the things that you teach, you probably won't hear in your average Sunday school class. Now, some people call you the UFO pastor because you focus on the strange and unusual. I one time heard you say that when you were a kid in school, you checked out all the library books on Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and UFOs because you wanted to learn secrets. Now, what did you mean by that?
Well, it's just something I think God put in me, or maybe it was just part of my nature. I got fascinated when I heard a story on the news locally that there was something they were calling Momo the Monster. And Momo means Missouri Monster. Mm. And what I found out later was that it was a Bigfoot type of sighting that was being seen around different places in Missouri. Missouri has a very large forested area. It's called the Mark Twain National Forest, and it takes up a very large chunk from the middle of Missouri, right at Interstate 70. 70 sort of divides the state in half. The lower part is mostly wooded. That's where you get into the Ozarks, and north of that, you get into the fields and everything like that, like up in Iowa and Kansas. And so I kept hearing that, and when I was younger, it scared me to death that there was some monster. We lived down in a rural area. It scared me to death that there was some monster down in the woods. But as I grew and started to learn to read and everything like that, I saw books in our school library that were written about monsters called Bigfoot. Then I later found out the Indian name for that was Sasquatch, and so on. And those books just really grabbed my attention, that there could be some form of, you know, upright walking, hairy ape-looking, human-looking creature walking around, not just in Missouri, but in the upper Northwest, in Canada, the Bluff Creek sighting where Gimlin and Patterson took that famous film of the female Bigfoot that they call Patty. And I've watched that probably hundreds of times, and I just don't think there's any way in the world that that's a costume. The best Hollywood experts who build costumes for movies say that there's no way that they could even do something like that now, much less then, because it's just too complex. You're talking about $1 million.
Right.
And so I just immediately became a believer in that. Then I was fascinated with stories about UFOs. And I remember watching a made-for-TV movie that was about Betty and Barney Hill. They were a biracial couple up in New England that had an encounter with a UFO where they were abducted and they were able to speak to the aliens, and the aliens did different tests on them, and of course they didn't remember a lot of it. And then through hypnotic regression, they were able to remember a lot of the details. And something that was interesting about Betty and Barney Hill that was never known while Barney Hill was alive. Barney was a very private man, and he considered himself a moral man and a decent Christian man. And he would never reveal in his lifetime, because it just seemed wrong to him that this would ever come out. But he would never reveal the fact, and it was only revealed after he died, that the aliens that had abducted him and his wife had actually taken male seed from him, extracted that somehow. I'm not sure exactly how they did it, but they extracted that from him. And that was embarrassing to him. And during his lifetime, he never wanted anybody to know about that. And so that was always fascinating to me about aliens, real aliens, not science fiction, that were visiting this earth and taking people off the earth and so on. And so it's just been me wanting to know. I was raised in church, I was a Christian young man, and I wanted to know what these were, but I also knew that my Bible was right. And so in order to reconcile the two things, I had to believe then that my Bible must have had the answers to all of these things.
Well, Pastor Mike, I've followed your ministry for years now. I was totally amazed at your presentation. I told my wife that it may have been the best conference presentation that I have ever heard. And your topic was the mother of all secrets. And, you know, when you go to a conference, you hear somebody speak, they usually maybe teach you one thing during a conference presentation that you didn't know. You go, oh, wow, that's neat. Your conference presentation was just one amazing fact being revealed after another, after another, after another. So I want to talk about specifically the mother of all secrets. That's on this DVD set, Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. I want to talk about the secret. There is a secret demonic conspiracy.
Yes.
That is trying to destroy our country, our families, and our churches. Now, how did you first come to be interested in this secret?
Well, like I say, it's been part of my mind, and I can see now that in 1998, about a year after I became pastor of my home church here at Bethel Church in Festus, God said, Michael, I want you to study prophecy. Now, it's always been an interest of mine, but I knew God was serious, and I had a feeling then he was going to take it in a way that I never could have imagined before. And so there were several things that God had to do, lay a foundation in my mind for. Number one, I had to get it settled in my mind which Bible was going to be the right one. Mm-hmm. And it didn't take long, but God convinced me that the King James Bible was the right one. And it's the only one that has not been altered in over 400 years. It's the one that built this nation, Brother James. It's the one that our grandfathers and our ancestors preached out of. We built this. We built cities with that Bible. We built churches with that Bible. We've saved millions of souls all over the world with the King James Bible. And I began to learn that the language of the King James Bible is a consistent language throughout. If you see a stone in the Old Testament and you follow that, just the word stone all through the Bible, you're going to learn what God wants you to learn about that stone and who that stone is and what that stone represents. So that was the foundation of it. And then I met, through one of the Southwest Radio conferences, a doctor by the name of Chuck Thurston. He introduced me to the idea that the human cell was a model of the wilderness tabernacle. And I was just blown away by that. He showed me that the 22 amino acids that DNA makes, which are the letters of the language of DNA, match the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And at the time, I didn't know either one of them. So I began to study just a little bit of Hebrew, and I had to go back and remind myself what the amino acids were. I learned about them in high school, but I forgot all about them after that. So I had to go relearn that. Then I began to look at DNA and noticed that it was written in Psalm 139:16, "In thy book all my members were written, which in continuance was fashioned when as yet there was none of them." So after God began to show me DNA, he began to show me that my body, in every way that it's made, in every cell, in every bone structure, the number of bones we have is written in the Bible, the number of chromosomes that our DNA is stored in is written in the Bible. All of these things that make up our body are written in the Bible, and I've been telling people that I believe that our Bible is the blueprint for everything in this creation that God made. He said he spoke it through his word. Well, his word is the Bible that we have. So God started laying a foundation for me. And so I had a certain amount of knowledge, and then Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code came out. Mm-hmm. And I was going on a tour for another prophecy ministry, and I was sitting on a lot of planes, waiting on a lot of airports. And God said, "Mike, I want you to read the Da Vinci Code." And what that did to me was open up the idea of what secret societies really were all about, that they were hiding something behind their rituals, their symbols, their handshakes, everything that they do, they're hiding a secret. And I wanted to know what that secret was. I bought dozens of books that weren't really related to Freemasonry at the time. But then I found out that Dan Brown was going to write his next book on, you know, Freemasonry in America, called The Lost Symbol, and he was going to go through Washington, D.C. with his symbology, you know, Robert Langdon in the book. He's a symbolist teacher. He teaches about symbols and so on. And I then began to become interested in symbols and what they meant. And so I began to study symbols. I've got several books, several large books on symbols and what they mean and so on. And I read those. And then I began to read Masonic books. I read Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma. I read Albert Mackey's Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. I've got other books written on Masonry by Masons themselves. I found on Google Books that there are books in university libraries that they've scanned. The copyright has run out, you know, 100 years ago, so there you can download them for free. And I began to read these books too. And what aggravated me was none of these books ever wrote down what their real secret was. And that just, oh, that got me, because here I am. I had this inquisitive mind. I want to know things. I want to know secrets. I want to know what Bigfoot is. I want to know what these UFOs are. I want to know what the Masons are keeping secret, and whether the average Mason even knows what the true secret of Masonry is. And I would almost guarantee 100% that most Masons in this world don't have a clue as to what the true secret of the Masonic Lodge really is. And when all these programs, like on the History Channel, started coming out, Masons started reinventing themselves. They didn't like the fact that they were being called secret societies, because that made them look bad. So they said, "We're a society with secrets." Well, why don't you tell the secret? And they said, "We can't. We can't tell the secret to anybody." And I've known a lot of people who are members of churches. I know pastors who are Freemasons. And how they can justify bowing in the Masonic Lodge, you bow before a man that you call worshipful master. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters." And I always ask the question to anybody that I speak to, if you're a Mason and you call yourself a Christian, then you need to pick a master. You can't serve both of them. You have to decide who you're going to be. And usually, once you bring up Freemasonry to somebody in the church, you're their enemy for life, right? Because they get pretty perturbed over it. And so it got me interested in wanting to know what their secret was. And I prayed about it. Jeremiah 33:3 is my favorite verse. God says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not." But I knew that God had to build a knowledge base of information in me. There are some things that I had to learn before he could show me what that secret was. But I realized then that there actually was a book that the secret of Masonry was in. And that book was our King James Bible. Once it dawned on me that that's where it was, then I began to search more and more and more. And it took about 2 years, and finally God showed me what that secret was, and it was right there in the King James Bible, just like he said. See, we're going to do programs on this, and you're going to try to get people to buy these videos. I don't know if we should tell them the secret or not in these programs,
well,
Brother James.
We want to tease them because we do want people to get the DVD set. If you're just tuning in today, I'm talking with Pastor Mike Hoggard about his 4-DVD set, Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. The DVD contains over 15 hours of deep Bible teaching. There are 8 episodes in this series, including The Mother of All Secrets, DNA and the Holy Bible, DNA and the Holy Bible Updated, Triple Helix, more on the Triple Helix, Psalm 119 and DNA, even more on the Triple Helix, DNA, and Man's Future. And you can order your copy of this fantastic DVD set by calling 1-800-652-1144. Or order online at swrc.com. Pastor Mike, tomorrow we're going to talk a little more about Freemasonry, and we'll talk more about the secret that you'll find in this DVD set. Thanks for being on the program with me today. I really appreciate your time.
It's always my pleasure, Brother James. God bless you, and God bless Southwest Radio.
For outstanding details on the connection between the Holy Bible and DNA on tomorrow's Watchmen on the Wall program, you can get Michael Hoggard's complete teaching in the DVD set, Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. Pastor Mike Hoggard presents over 15 hours of Bible teaching on the amazing connection between the Holy Bible and the code book of our bodies, DNA. Order Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online, swrc.com. December is a time we celebrate the first advent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's a time where we celebrate the time of gleanings. Gleanings is a unique time here at the ministry. Here's Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill with all the details.
I am delighted to have been asked to come talk to you about the 2022 Gleanings offering. What is the Gleanings offering all about? Why do we call the year-end offerings for Southwest Radio Church? Why do we call them gleanings anyway? And were there special times of gleanings for the folks in Bible times? Well, the truth is it wasn't a time of gleaning except for the fact that it came all the time at the end of harvest. Because when you harvested the wheat or barley or whatever it was in the fields, you were told by God's own law to leave some special barley or wheat or whatever the choice grain might be, you're to leave it in the field so that people who are poor, people who have nothing, people who are visiting, folks who are coming through the territory at that time, could have something to eat. And so the gleanings are the things that you would then go in and pick up and take home with you. It didn't belong to the landowner anymore. As soon as you were finished, if you were one of the husbandmen taking care of the year's harvest or 6 months' harvest, when you took care of the harvest and you were done with the harvest, what was left in the field was not yours. It belonged to those who had need. It belonged to the impoverished people. It belonged to those who had enough get up and go, enough welfare to take care of themselves. And they would go into the fields and they would pick up the gleanings that were left in the field. In Old Testament times, in the scripture there, it talked about how that the gleanings were then to be picked up and to be used by those who had need. And that was the gleaning. Well, in 1957, Southwest Radio Church Ministries was having a tough time. The year had been especially difficult, and here they were facing the end of the year, and they wondered if they were going to make it. 1957, now they started in 1933, 24 years they had been going. But this year looked like their last unless something would happen. And so E.F. Weber and the rest of the staff got together and prayed about the matter and covenanted with God and said, Lord, whatever you send from our listeners at the end of the year is what we're going to have to survive on. And they prayed, asking God to give them extra, to give them monies that would come in as donations because of extra giving, because of extra earnings. They asked the Lord to give them those, and God did. A flood of income came in and kept the ministries of Southwest Radio Church of the Air Incorporated. It kept the ministries going. Think about it. The ministries kept going because of the funds that were brought in that were not needed in the year 1957 by those who gave the funds. Well, you say, hey, that never happens in my house. We always need everything we have. That may be the case, but it's also the case usually that at the end of the year, you may have something left. There may be something you could use that would be there. It talks about it in Jeremiah chapter 49:9. I talked about it in Isaiah 17. It was to be for the poor, the needy, the strangers that were in the land. That was according to Isaiah 17. And then Jeremiah was used of God to warn Israel that God was bringing judgment upon that nation because they had forgotten to leave gleanings for the poor. In Jeremiah 49:9 is that reference for you. So the two basic signs given by our Lord Jesus Christ to signify the last generation were mirroring the times of Noah and Lot. And we seem to be about where Jesus prophesied, I think. It's my opinion that the ministry of the Watchman on the Wall broadcast and of SWRC is more important now than it ever has been. And it also seems that it's more difficult to operate this ministry because of the lack of funds. So I'm asking you to think about gleanings in this fashion. Pray and ask the Lord what you can give and what you should give here at the end of the year to keep SWRC and the Watchman on the Wall broadcast on the air. Your Heavenly Father needs to direct you, and you need to listen to Him so that you know what support you can send in during this time of the year. It's very important. I mean, really, it's important. We need to know that you are going to be with us and that you are part of our support mechanism. We are thankful for your gleaning offering, and we have some items for your consideration. If you want to find out more about that, you can call us 1-800-652-1144. That's 800-652-1144. Or you can go online at swrc.com and you can read about what we have as thank you gifts for your giving during the gleaning season here at Southwest. So we want to ask you to give your gift before December 31st, and you can receive a tax-deductible receipt for the year 2022 income tax year. If you mail your gleaning offering by the 31st of December, have it postmarked by then, it counts in 2022. If it's given on swrc.com or phoned in at 800-652-1144, your gift will be counted as a part of the support in the year 2022. And I'm going to ask you, please, to pray, asking God to give through you and others what is needed here for this part of the year. I want us to be able to continue doing the Lord's work until He comes. And it's up to Him to see that that gets done, but it's up to you to follow what God tells you to do. And we thank you for your support and your prayers. God bless you, my friend.
Our featured resource today is the DVD set Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. Pastor Mike Hoggard presents over 15 hours of Bible teaching on the amazing connection between the Holy Bible and the code book of our bodies, DNA. Order Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Michael Hoggard continues his look at Jesus Christ, DNA, and the Holy Bible. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.